It is now time for our reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. We check in on the latest developments on illegal adoptions in our backyard. Investigations editor John Hill has an update on a story they've been tracking for a year now. Good morning, John.
Hi, Catherine.
So you folks really put the spotlight on this problem, and there's been some action finally.
That's right. It was almost a year ago that we published our initial story saying that there were a handful of lawyers in the U.S. who were bringing Marshallese birth mothers to the U.S., flying them in for adoptions and contravention of the treaty between the two nations. And that was about a year ago. And then just earlier this week, one of the primary players in this adoption black market pipeline was indicted in three different states, actually in Arkansas, Arizona, and Utah, and federal charges and state charges against Paul Peterson, who also happens to be the elected assessor of Maricopa County, Arizona.
So they've had, news conferences to talk about these indictments, right?
Yeah, it was kind of a big deal in all these places because he's a public official, I think, partly. And so there was almost simultaneous press conferences in three different places announcing the charges, very serious charges against him, actually. He's facing, just on the federal charges, 315 years in prison. I don't think that will happen, but that's technically what could happen.
I mean, we're talking trafficking. This is like the black market.
Yeah, that's what the prosecutor said. They said it was a very clear example of human trafficking. They said that the women, I think it was in the Arkansas press conference, the women who had been brought to Arkansas by this attorney were kind of held incommunicado, sometimes 14 to a house, 4 to a bedroom. They were pregnant women, but they were sleeping on the floor with no beds. And so they didn't really have a lot of choice about where they went or what they did. I mean, I don't think they were physically restrained, but nobody said that. But they were in a place where they didn't know the language, and they were really held sort of incommunicado in these places.
No, you know, I have limited knowledge about the different, Micronesian cultures, but my understanding was this definition of adoption is really different from what, the Western definition and what it is in the Marshallese community.
That's true, and that's at the heart of what's been going on and the problem with what's been going on with these attorneys, because in the Marshall Islands, there's a long tradition of informal child sharing where a child might go live with a relative or a friend for a while, but then they come back, and it's almost unheard of, as I understand it, in the Marshall Islands to formally sever your claim on a child and never see them again. But of course, that is our model in the U.S. And for whatever reason, I mean, this is, I think, kind of an interesting question. For whatever reason, the women who we interviewed, the Marshallese birth mothers, were still under the impression that their children would come back to them when they turned 18, or that they would still be able to see them even though they went with a different family. I mean, in some cases, these were open adoptions, but in a lot of cases, open adoptions are only open as long as the adoptive parents want them to be. So we heard stories of adoptive parents who had cut off contact with the birth mothers. So yes, there is this cultural clash, I think, in the understanding of what adoption is, and that was really at the heart of the exploitation of these women.
It is heartbreaking, to read your story and to read the details, because not only were they promised money, but then they were never really paid the full amount.
That's true, yeah. In a lot of cases, they siphoned off money for their living expenses, and even though they weren't living in great circumstances, we still don't know a lot of the details. We heard stories when we were doing the reporting, but and then they were living in really not great conditions, and there were a lot of ways that they were mistreated or allegedly mistreated.
So you've got these investigations in three different states. What else is ahead?
Well, that's an interesting question, because I spoke yesterday to the U.S. attorney in Arkansas, and he said there would be other indictments coming down regarding other players in the black market Marshallese business. And our story has identified other lawyers who do very much the same thing, according to what we heard and people we interviewed. So it'll be interesting to see if those lawyers now are subject to these kinds of charges, very serious charges, Now, this has gone on for more than a decade. In fact, this lawyer in Arizona who just was indicted, as far back, in our original stories, I reported that in 2007, there were judges in Arizona who were talking about how he was breaking the law. And so now we're 12 years later, and finally he has been indicted. So this has been going on the whole time. We'll see now if this is part of a larger crackdown.
And so I have to ask, you know, what happens to the children then that are in these homes? I wonder what those families think.
Well, that is an interesting question, but the prosecutors in all the states were careful to say that they would not be challenging the adoptions, and they say that the Marshallese women are not interested in challenging the adoptions, although I wonder about that. But it seems like those adoptions will stay put.
Okay. All right. Well, the interesting story, and kudos for looking at it. You know, there's been finally a crackdown after all this time. So thanks.
Well, thank you, Catherine. Thanks.
That was editor John Hill on the latest on the adoption scheme targeting vulnerable Micronesian mothers. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.